My process generally involves starting with a material. I think a lot about the start of a material, whether it's a natural fiber, whether it's a woven material or non-woven, how it takes dye, how it performs, the hand of it. And generally I'll begin with just a material that I'm interested in and then manipulating that. And the different ways that I manipulate pieces, specifically like this piece loom, involves weaving and braiding and knotting. Generally techniques I think that are thought of as garmenting techniques, or sewing techniques, or craft-based techniques generally. So manipulating the fiber's color and then its form, and then slowly the pieces start kind of telling me, instead of me telling them sort of what I want them to become, or me discovering what they can become, as they get further into the pieces, they start to talk back a little bit and help organize themselves. I tend to go from piece to piece. I tend to not start a piece and then finish that piece. I tend to have several in the studio going at a time, so that if I get to a point where it's not talking to me anymore, I can just let it rest and go to another one. And that process for me, I think, helps keep me excited about the pieces and not overwork them and not kind of overlabor them.